Perfect. Let me make sure I'm recording too.
Yeah, mine's actually on.
Everybody's recording this week, so that's good.
I didn't cancel it this time.
Wait,
like last week.
New version of call recorders available. No, I'm not doing that right now. Okay, there we go. Perfect. It's not making me do it.
How long is it?
Hey. Sorry, we are
ready to go.
I know. I said hey. That's why okay. I always start right. the.
Yeah, but then you got to finish it. You got to say the rest. You can't just say hey.
You were stepping on my words, so I stopped.
We've never started the show just by saying
hey. Welcome to the. Yeah, I say it every single time.
I know, but you always say more. You don't just say hey. You say hey. So, welcome to the two Bobs. I'm Rob, and then I come in. And I'm Robert, but we don't just say hey and then start.
37 times.
You got to finish the rest, and you didn't.
Hey, welcome to the two Bobs. I'm hey. Rob.
And I'm Robert, and you're listening to episode 137 for Monday, September 7th, 2020.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking, some other random bullshit.
And then we get into some crazy news. And since we've missed so much, we're going to give you a whole bunch of them. We're going to talk about an expensive car crash, a stolen tip jar, witchcraft, a hot passenger, Taco Tuesday, snakes, but not on a plane, and a dude named Gaylord.
Oh, man. I would say that that's his podcast fucking gold right there.
Get much better than that.
You enjoy that.
Hopefully. I hope any of that was right.
Now that I've officially creeped everybody out. Hey, welcome to the Two Bombs.
I don't know what day today is. Everything's messed up. I woke up this morning in a panic because I realized that today was Thursday. I can't do it tomorrow. So I figured we're either going to miss another week or I'm going to ask you and hope for the best.
And, how many weeks in a row did we miss? 2 or 3 weeks? I should ask Kelly. 2 weeks? 3 weeks in a row? I forget. This is 1 week in a row, though.
Right. I think we expected to miss one, and then something came up, and we went to two. And I think we may actually did three in a row, because last week it was we were going to do it, and then we didn't. Because you had something.
It was the makeup for all the weeks in a row that we recorded before.
So we had to really totally derail it. Otherwise, people wouldn't want to know that this was 1 week in a row.
That's why I did a creepy intro. You know what also creeps me out? How good my watch is at knowing when I'm washing my hands.
You like that? I feel bad when it does it. I feel like it's judging me.
I've tried to trick it. Like I've done the motions to wash my hands it knows. It's like, no, you're not actually washing your
hands. It needs
to
hear water.
Pretending. It knows.
It needs to hear the water. And
I got home and then it, because I just turned it on like today, and I got home and it was like, hey, fucker, wash your hands, asshole.
Yeah. Like, it knows you've been out. So it wants you to do it as soon as you get home.
Oh, great. And I did. I listened. I'm like, all right, Tim Cook, I got this.
Yeah, you don't know what it's going to do if you don't. And I'll come out of the bathroom and I'll wash it, and I just want to like sprinkle it real quick. I don't want to do the whole 30 seconds because, I mean, it was just in the restroom. I didn't really do anything bad. So I just want to like sprinkle it, and then it starts counting, and then I can't let it stop because then I won't get the thumbs up that I'm done. Like I did a full hand wash after the bathroom and I didn't.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, though, it puts like a positive. It's very positive. It's like, hey, you know, you should wash your hands. And I want it to like shame me, like, hey, you sick fucker, you just took a shit and didn't wash your hands. Get back in there. Fuck.
We noticed by your location, you were in the bathroom for 12 minutes. You probably should wash your hands a little thoroughly.
I want it where it texts your mom and your wife and stuff like that. And it's like, hey, Rob just went to the bathroom, didn't wash his hands.
Don't let him make you a sandwich.
Bastard. Yeah, don't let him touch any of the food items in the kitchen. All right, well, this has been great. Yeah. Maybe some beer?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
Oh, boy. I don't know what that was.
All right.
This thing's been turned off, and now, you know, I turned it back on, and
something weird happened there. Yeah, that was.
Well, yeah, it's the volume is not high enough. Oh boy, yeah, it really isn't high enough, is it? So I don't know what it is. It doesn't have hardware buttons on the side. They're heavy.
Broke the drop.
I don't know how to turn the volume up. I'll just have to edit it later. It's fine. What are you drinking?
Your drop machine. This week, going to our friends at Griffin Claw. Well, my friend, not yours, because they don't distribute down in the Virginia area. But I have a Downtown Bourbon Brown. It's a brown ale aged in bourbon barrels with espresso beans. And let's see, what can I tell you about this? It's a seasonal. They usually make it actually early in the year. So this was, I think, January or February brewed. It's 9% alcohol by volume, 22 IBUs. It's like exactly what it just said. There's no clever stories or anything that comes along with this. It's just a brown ale aged in bourbon barrels with espresso beans. So, I don't know what that was. Now. But anyway, I bought a 4-pack. And I've already had, I had one like last week or something like that. So this is, I've had it before, but I'm just going to take another drink so that way I can refresh my memory here.
Looks good.
You definitely smell the bourbon and you smell the espresso. So that's key.
All good things. I guess both good things. There's going to be somebody that'll yell at us for saying, or yell at me. How is it?
It's very good. Huh. Very good, Robert. A little bit of booziness from the bourbon. You can taste the espresso. And, you know, maybe a little bit of vanilla in there. And it's really good. Very smooth. Very smooth considering 9% alcohol by volume. It's good. I'm a fan. I did rate this the first time I drank it. I rated it at 4.5 on Untappd. I'm going to stick with the 4.5. It's a really good beer, and it's probably one that I'm going to have to pick up again. Hmm. And I'm going to go. Oh shit! I closed the website out. Otherwise, I tell you. Let's see here, Griffin.
The other times you've had Griffin Claw on the show.
Yeah, I've had Griffin Claw. They're based out of Birmingham, Michigan, which is in my area, my neck of the woods. And I've had a Figure It Out by Griffin Claw. Figure It Out is that's like the coconut porter, vanilla coconut porter, whatever. It's delicious. I've had that several times. And that was in, let's see here. Man, I'm just I'm rusty tonight. Episode 39, Cheetos Are Not Chips. I stand by that too. Yeah. Episode 90, Doorbell Liquor. I had a Flying Buffalo barrel aged raspberry and chocolate from Griffin Claw. Oh. Also delicious. Episode 91, Microsoft Refund Department. I had an El Rojo. I forget how that one was.
Refund Department, it feels like their best department.
Out of all their departments, for sure.
Right.
Episode 114, He's a Good Boy. I had a Screaming Pumpkin from Griffin Claw.
He's a good boy.
That really...
still true, huh?
That really set the tone for that episode, I feel like. Episode 121, Potato the Crap. I had a Flying Buffalo Jamaican rum with vanilla imperial stout from Griffin Claw. And that's it. So I've had it several times. Again, it's not quite up there with Founders. It's one of my favorite breweries, though. They always have good stuff. They always come through.
Sounds like it. I picked up some Founders today. I picked up the Founders, just their porter. Just their, you know, basic run-of-the-mill porter, because it's damn good. I picked some up at the Total
Wine. I've had it many times. It does the trick.
It's fantastic.
I won't go through all the times we had porters.
Well, I'm going to go back to our friends. They are our friends because we've both had them on the show many times. Southern Tier. And it's been a while since I've had Southern Tier. And as I mentioned, I went to the Total Wine and I got several different Southern Tier beers there because I just was in the mood and they had stuff that I've never had before. So I figured I'd try it. But this week I've got their Decadent Dessert Stout is what they're calling this here, but it's got quite a long name. And I don't know if you noticed what I put in the show notes here is I seem like I kept typing the title and I just kept on going with it. But what I've got is the Southern Tier Brewing Company, and I'll read it off the bottle here, Blackwater Series White Chocolate Raspberry Imperial White Milk Stout.
Jesus.
So, yeah, it's got a lot of words in it.
It's a mouthful.
The website tells us that the Blackwater series is a fusion of exotic flavors, making each a perfect pairing when you are craving an exceptional stout full of personality. White chocolate raspberry balances creamy sweetness with a touch of tart fruit. Super smooth and glowing pink, indulge in this dessert in a glass. Available in 12-ounce bottles, which is the four-pack that I got, keg and draft, 10% alcohol by volume. And I'm going to hold it up to the screen. I can't see it, but and it might not even show.
I can't see anything.
Fake background. All right, well, I'll fix it in a second.
That's why I turned mine off. You look at my nasty basement. It's fine.
It's red. All right, let's see. I'll turn my choose background effect. None.
Let's connect the call by trying to... Oh, good. Michael Scott's office is back magically. So that's good.
I went to turn the background off, and I closed you out. But anyhow, I'm going to show you. So yeah, definitely upload both recordings for me today, please. So it does have a reddish color to it, which I was very surprised at. In a way, I expected with it being a stout that it would be dark, but it does say here on the website that it's got a pinkish color to it. It's brewed with rich white chocolate and raspberry for a pink glow and creamy soft mouthfeel. So I'm going to tell you what I think about it. Smelling it, it does smell sweet. It does. You smell both the raspberry and the sweetness, like the vanilla in there, the white, the chocolate. It's got everything going in there, and it's not overpowering on any of them. So I'm going to see if the flavor is the same.
Southern Tier is so good at flavors. I still love the cinnamon roll imperial ale. That was the first thing I ever had, I want to say, from Southern Tier. So good. I like a beer that actually smells like a cinnamon roll.
That's really good. It has all the flavors that it tells you. So you've got the white chocolate in there that makes it smooth. But then it's got that punch of the raspberry, which is the tartness that gets you. So I rated it a 4 just because it's Southern Tier, and I like it. I like it a lot. I think it's one of those, and I only brought one down because I think it's one of those that you're going to have it one time. You're going to have one bottle. You're probably not going to drink a bunch of them because it does have all that mix in there. But I'm going to, and actually Melissa took one of them. So the other two bottles I'm going to have no problem drinking. And again, I rated it a 4. It probably could go a little bit higher. But I think just because it is a one bottle, at least for me anyway, that it doesn't go past that 4 like some of the other ones. But, the times we've had Southern Tier on the episodes, it's episode 24, Rob Like Sausage. I had the Southern Tier New School IPA. And then episode 36, Cakey or Fudgy. And Cakey always wins. I had the Southern Tier Pumpkin, which I bought more of that today. And then episode 46, Christmas as Fuck, I had the Imperial Chocolate Stout, which is amazing. And then episode 49, Beer Pyramids, you had the Southern Tier Cinnamon Roll. And that's one I kept the bottle down here on my desk for probably 6 months just so I could sniff it. Thick Mint Stout I had on episode 59, Kelly Makes Burnt Brownies. That one actually is very good too. So the Thick Mint, episode 76, Bell Twinkle Troll. I had the Cherry Cordial, Warlock Imperial Stout, 78 Tyler Machine. You had the Cold Press Coffee Pumpkin on episode 79, Criminal Stimulation, episode 109, Grandma's Bucket List. I had the Imperial Milk Stout. Oh, the Nitro Chocolate. And you had the Nitro Creme Brulee on episode 122, Emotional Support Beer. Episode 127, Gryffindor Dropouts. You had the Nitro Hot Cocoa Imperial Milk Stout.
Oh, that was good.
And yeah, and then that takes us back to the beginning. So we've had a ton, and every one of them different. Every one of them really, really good. And some of them sound that they might not be that good, but they always are. So I don't think anything from Southern Tier will disappoint you.
No, if you like, especially again, if you like the unique flavor, Southern Tier is great at flavors.
Yeah, they don't fuck it up. I think that should be their motto. They don't fuck it up.
Don't.
I can put that right on the side of the box.
Censored. Who knows?
Southern Tier, well, we don't fuck up the beer.
We don't fuck
it up. Yeah. Oh, shit. All right. Well, damn it. It's time for crazy news. Since we missed all that time, we got a lot of stuff to catch up on. So let's have at it.
Fucking
water. Right.
And that was one angry bird.
Favorite bird. What was the bird's name again? Pink Pickles? Twinkles? What is
Pebbles.
Pebbles, that's right. Yeah, gotta go.
Oh man. Never seen a bird that angry. And this first one came from a listener. Joe sent this over to us. That's his real name too.
Joe listener. That,
yeah.
It was Joe listener.
Not that we were just making it up that his name was Joe. But it's actually pretty good. And I don't know that I could. I mean, I guess I would survive a crash here because it's not that bad. But looking at the car and what it was, I don't know that I'd want to survive it.
Yeah, this is a really sad story. It's probably one of the more sad stories we've ever talked about on this show.
Even after all the maiming. The amputations.
Do you want me to talk about
it? Oh, I'll take it. It comes from Carbuzz.
Yeah, you can do it. It
tells us about a Bugatti Chiron, I guess that is, and a Porsche 911.
It's a Bugatti.
That were involved in a $4 million crash. So it's overtake with... That's why I drive a Prius. Then I don't have to worry about these. I don't have to worry about a $4 million crash. And it's only $1 million. But overtake with caution, even in a 1,479 horsepower supercar. The Gotthard Pass in the Swiss Alps is a picturesque part of the world, but it was snapped out of its peaceful slumber by an unfortunate and particularly expensive motor vehicle accident. How expensive, you may ask. And I know you were getting ready to ask that, and I jumped in front of you again.
Yeah.
Well, the crash involved a motorhome, a Mercedes-Benz C-Class wagon, I like those, Porsche 911 Cabriolet, and a Bugatti Chiron.
Oh, man.
That's probably not how you say it, but I don't give a shit. On its own, a new Chiron is worth at least $3 million brand new, according to a local news publication called 22 Minuten. This is Swiss. The total damage amounted to 3.7 million francs, which is over $4 million. And there's a beautiful car here, and the picture just shows it's all jacked up. Report alleges that the motorhome, which was presumably slow moving, obviously not as fast as the other ones, was holding up traffic on the mountain pass. The Chiron driver, right at the back, tried to overtake the cars at the same time that the Porsche did, which saw the two cars collide. The Porsche then hit the Mercedes, and the Bugatti also hit the motorhome. Although the 911, which was the Porsche, received the worst damage, the Mercedes drivers appeared to be the only one to sustain serious injuries and was later rushed to the hospital. See, that's what makes it funny. Fortunately, no lives were lost in the accident, which could have been much worse considering the type of road this was on. So there's a little video of it here, which I didn't watch, and I guess it's the guy driving. Yeah, he's just driving by and recording the accident. That car is jacked up. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons I think you don't own a car that expensive, because you know something's going to happen to it.
Oh, what's happening here?
Oh. Well, I'm not going to hang up on you this time.
Chiron, by the way.
Oh, is it? Right.
It's Bugatti Chiron. It's a French brand.
That's stupid.
Chiron.
Chiron sustained significant damage to the grill.
That's French for way too fucking expensive.
That's right. By the Honda.
Go ahead.
The front bumper and the hood.
Yeah, as you were.
However, the 911.
You get a lot of accords for that.
No, they don't have words. However, the 911 came off the worst, as much of the front end was destroyed. In a video shared on Instagram, both the Bugatti and the Porsche were shown with the front airbags having deployed. It's not the first case of an exotic car crash in Switzerland after a rare, I'm not going to say that one, spun out of control. It's probably no surprise considering that Switzerland, one of the richest nations in the world, needed to move there. Contains a high percentage of upscale cars. The accident is a reminder to all of us to exercise caution when overtaking. A longer trip to your destination is always a safer alternative to taking a chance. To the Chiron.
Well, next time I'm driving my Bugatti Chiron, I'll make sure I don't overtake it appropriately.
Never overtake a motorhome.
Hopefully it's insured, though.
Oh, do they have insurance there? We're required to have it here.
I got like $500 deductible there.
Yeah, I guess they got all that money. They probably don't need it.
I don't know. But, you know, best of luck to everybody. And I'm sure they're insured, hopefully. And they'll get new cars and everybody will be fine.
That's fine.
All right. Our next story is going to take us to fucking North Keta
Sepa. Oh, good.
Ah. Alexa, where is North Catasauqua?
North Catasauqua, Pennsylvania is a borough in Northampton County, Pennsylvania. It is located 78.3 miles west of New York, New York.
Perfect. Oh.
What's funny is I forgot, it didn't occur to me that I have an Echo that I put on my desk down here. So I was hearing
both. I heard it start to answer.
Yeah. So I went ahead. I hit the mute button. Obviously, she had already started talking by then. But don't worry. She's not going to bother us anymore. Yeah. Just the one that is wired into our show will. But so it's going to take us. Oh, it says a man in Pennsylvania. That's stupid. Fucking read the headline. All right. Well, anyway.
Pizza looks good.
Headline is man robs pizza restaurant right after applying for a job there and gets caught. Man in Pennsylvania decided to rob a family-run pizza restaurant right after applying for a job there. Probably didn't get it. Nicholas Mark, 22, stole a tip jar from Pizza D'Oro in North Catasauqua. He also used a knife to threaten an employee. Uh-oh. I mean, that's how you rob places, right? Yeah,
he should.
It's the best way. The employee's name is Wilmer Chinchilla. Look at that. Mr. Mark had filled out a job. Mr. Mark, because his last name is
Mark. Oh, I get it.
Mr. Mark had filled out a job application with his personal information on it, including his name and address. Smart. He apparently had a change of heart right after filling out the job information and decided to make off with the restaurant's tip jar. According to the morning call, Nicholas Mark ran out of the pizzeria with a tip jar that contained about $220, along with a filled out job application. He also left behind a bag that had multiple items with his name on them. The bag also had shocker, syringes, and other suspected drug paraphernalia, like razor blades and cotton swabs and dildos.
Prophylactic.
Staff at the restaurant, gigantic, massive dildos. Staff at the restaurant were able to share his contact information with the police, who responded to reports of the robbery on Wednesday evening. Mr. Chinchilla and other witnesses can't get over that guy's name, were then able to identify Mr. Mark from an 8-person lineup. He has now been charged with robbery with the threat of serious injury, theft, possession of a weapon, simple assault, and possession of drug paraphernalia, and sent to jail. Mr. Chinchilla is not happy.
Yeah. Huh. The simple assault's probably what got him. That pizza does look good.
I like that name almost as much as Astra Shekdev. We still have that drop.
Sure,
we get rid of that.
It's in here somewhere.
I don't know why I remember that. I remember that name like in my sleep.
Well, because you've heard the drop a lot. That's why. No, it's not. I removed it out of here because I played a lot and I didn't want Kelly to get mad at me.
Memory. Out with the old and with the new.
Yeah, so I tell Melissa all the time. Yeah. So yeah, this pizza looks good. Looks fucking amazing.
I do. And Kelly and I are kind of like started diets because I really kind of backed up to a fire hose when we moved. What is happening? Oh, the neighbors brought Colin's bike home. That was nice of them. Anyway,
you're talking about how you got fat again.
Yeah. I got some COVID weight. I got some COVID weight on me.
I got 100 COVID weights. So,
it's got to work it off. Yeah. I got a lot of COVID weights.
Yeah, I got to start getting up and moving. So my blood pressure is all right, but I got to get the part down. That's because she can look at it and go, oh, you haven't been exercising. Like, well, you know,
I got to go to see my endocrinologist in November and she already fat shamed me last time I saw her, so I figured I better not weigh more than I did that time.
Your cardiologist always fat shames you. It's like, that's why you're here. You wouldn't be here if you weren't fat.
Oh, yeah. You
cut back on the Oreos. But, yeah.
Well, at least she can't tell me that. I'll be like, no, bitch. I'm not I'm here because I had cancer.
Yeah.
So you're an asshole if you fat shame me, but it doesn't work. She still does it.
Yeah, that's what they're supposed to do. You know, they want you to be your best self, Rob. And I don't think eating all this pizza really does look good. And I think I said that already.
God, fucking pizza! Yeah. I swear that's my weakness. Yeah. I eat pizza every day.
Now this is the thin. Where are we going? Well, we're going to move on from this. Oh, but I'm just looking at
still,
it.
We're still talking about the pizza. Hold on. I had closed it out. Let me go back.
It's the thin crust.
I feel like we should go to Pennsylvania and go to Pizza D'Oro.
That's right. See, Mister.
But this is my problem. How do Mr. we know it's not like stock footage? It's not like
we can look on Yelp.
You know what I mean? That's my concern. Oh, that's true.
Look on Yelp. Somebody will have a picture. And they probably have a Facebook.
Here. Pizza.
Yeah, I'm going to search with the Google. Because, you know, you can highlight it and then say search with Google. They have them here in D.C. too.
No shit. Wow.
They do.
This is quite a revelation.
Yeah, they've got two in D.C. Yeah. Huh.
Hold on, let me.
Yeah, but nothing near me though. I'm still a ways out, so one? I wouldn't.
Where the fuck
I'm
is
not
this
going
one?
To DC just for some
714. I don't even know. I don't even know what area code this is. It looks pretty good.
It does.
Though.
Looks fantastic. Yeah, I'll look at website. Oh, look at the Google. So yeah, it does look good. And they have them here in DC, so I'm probably more likely to get to them if it's not in Pennsylvania, but it does look good. It's the thin crust too, so you hope it's got a little bit of Christmas to it.
Yeah.
Although we were talking about Chicago style
pizza. Pizza's giving me a semi.
We were talking about pizza the other day and talked about Chicago style pizza.
I got a boner.
Big, oh, thick Chicago ass piece of pizza. That's what I want. Anyhow,
I do want.
Oh, well, damn it, we're gonna go to the Citrus County Chronicle.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're still. Oh, I hope I'm still recording after turning my shit off twice this week. Citrus County Chronicle, which I think is in Florida. Yeah, Port St. Lucie, which is in Florida. So, yeah, we got an accusation of witchcraft leads to a shooting and arrest, which it always does. It's, you know, you don't even have to say.
Gotta kill those witches.
Yeah, you don't have to say leads to shooting and arrest. You just say accusation of witchcraft and the rest of it is implied. So, an accusations of witchcraft and spells led to an arrest last week of a Port St. Lucie man and charges that he fired a gun at a car. Citrus County Sheriff's Office deputies arrested Saturday Michael Castillo Carvajal Chinchilla, 40, of 613 Southeast Starfish.
Aspershek is Shek.
Right. Port St. Lucie. After victim said he fired a handgun into their car, according to the arrest report.
Look it up on Zillow.
He's got no neck there, no chin. Looks like he's had. But
I'm gonna look it up on Zillow and see what what looks like.
Now, are all the wheels flat? Deputies charged Carvajal Chinchilla with three counts of aggravated assault with a. I feel like everybody should just be Chinchilla with a deadly weapon without intent to kill, which is that's the point of shooting the car at somebody or shooting the gun at somebody in the car. You're trying to kill them. This guy didn't. Yeah. But it's Florida.
I mean, just so you know, Mr. Carvajal, he lives in a 2-bed, 1.5-bath, 1,307 square foot house. It's off the market. If you just so sorry, you can't buy it right now. The Zillow thinks it's worth about $174,000. And it's a nice ranch. Yeah. Looks like the bathroom, maybe a little bit, maybe, you know, could use a little update, but there's some nice tile work in the bath, the bathtub. There's a lot of tile. Wow. There's like no carpet. It's just tile everywhere. And the kitchen's a bit dated too.
Sometimes I put ranch on my pizza.
Sorry. I mean, it depends on the pizza.
Blue cheese is my favorite, really. Oh, his house is pink, Rob. That's why he's angry.
I look at
a lot of weeds too.
Pizza, like ranch on pizza, right. Like a good steak. Like if the steak is good enough, you don't have to put anything on it.
No, and
same with
Melissa
pizza.
Says.
Like if you got to put ranch on a pizza, like you kind of, you know, it's going to be a questionable pizza where you need to garnish it with the ranch
with flavor. You need to put flavor on your pizza.
You need to add, you got to add something because the pizza alone just isn't cutting it. I'm sorry.
No, Melissa says that. She says if you're,
witchcraft.
You
don't, we're talking about witchcraft.
If the steak is good, you don't need steak sauce on it. Because Matt likes to put A1 on it all the time. She'll, you know, smother it in A1. Oh, like no. It could be filet mignon. She's like, oh, I need A1, please. So, but anyhow. So the two victims, getting back to Carvajal, Beshektev, and Chinchilla.
Ash Beshektev.
Right. They charged him with 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without the intent to kill, as I mentioned earlier. Two victims told deputies that Carvajal, Beshektev, Sandoval, and others were at a West Parkview Drive home in Dandelion about 4:45 p.m. Saturday and were hosting a sangria religious ceremony. It's not what it says, but I'm not going to read it. The first victim told deputies she was to pick up a friend from the home but was afraid to go there because Carvajal Sandoval Sandicek believed she was a witch and had cast a spell on him, taking away his chin and his neck. She told deputies she parked her blue Lexus sports utility vehicle away from his pink West Parkview home and walked close to the house and waited for her friend to come out on his broom. She told deputies that the second victim came out and they walked together to the first victim's car, which was not a blue Lexus sports utility vehicle, according to the arrest report. Two got into the car, but later switched seats without moving. When they did, they saw a silver Chrysler passenger car belonging to Carvajal, Beshektev, Sandoval, fast approaching them, according to the arrest report. Chinchilla, that's what I forgot.
Chinchilla.
I fucked that up. Yeah, I gotta start the whole story all over again. Chinchilla,
Sanchez, Carnival. He looks like he likes pizza too.
Yeah, he's had a lot of pizza. The victims told arresting deputies that he blocked them in with his car, got out, and leveled his automatic pistol at the passenger window where she was sitting from about 20 feet away, fired a single round. So is it leveled? Does it mean like he just pulled it out or he turned it sideways like he was gangsta, like he laid it on the side level with the pavement? It doesn't really say. I like photo of this to know.
It's more of like a, you know, give him my money, like a sideways. Right. That's
what I mean if he leveled it. But so I don't know. Maybe just mean he pointed it.
Turn it sideways. Yeah. He inverted.
The second victim.
No, he didn't invert it.
He was also.
If he inverted it, he would have shot himself.
He might have been better. It was also found in the victim's car, confirmed the events to the deputy. She also told deputies the group was practicing Santeria, and the group considered the first victim a witch, and they disliked her because of it, but they still sat in the car with her. Alexa, what is Santeria?
According to Wikipedia, Santeria, also known as regla de Ocha, regla lukumi, or lukumi, is an African diasporic religion that was developed in Cuba between the 16th and 19th centuries. It arose through a process of syncretism between the traditional Yoruba religion of West Africa and the Roman Catholic form of Christianity.
Anyhow, at the end of the day, deputies arrested Carvajal, Sandicek, Chinchilla, and took him to the county jail, and his bond was $6,000. So he's going to be in there a while.
His house worth about $174,000.
Yeah, he could take it to the pawn shop.
His bond. That's what I feel like. He could probably put it for collateral.
Right. Now, what do you think that house will be worth in the Ukraine?
You know, I don't know how real estate is. What is it, a hot market?
Well, it is hot in Ukraine, I've heard.
Oh, I see what you said, what you did there. Oh, that was funny. So funny. All right. Well,
I'm wasted.
Let's see here. Exactly. What is this? This next story doesn't want to load. So that's good.
Reader mode.
So this is real. Pushing the reader mode.
It's using a lot of resources in my Safari, probably.
Oh, woman walks into an aeroplane. Right. In the Ukraine.
I really want pizza now.
I'm going to ask my next door neighbor who's Ukrainian why they spell like that.
Hey, maybe he knows her.
Well, I told you that. So. My next door neighbor, if you're facing my house from the street, the neighbor on the right, the Ukrainian, their best friends bought the house to the left of me, which is still under construction, but almost done. So I'm going to be surrounded by Ukrainians, and I've already told all of them that I need to learn their language then.
Only the bad words though.
Cuz they've all apologized to me. They're like, "We sorry, our English is no good." And I'm like, "No, it's fine. I'll learn Ukrainian."
Are they spying on you? Is that why they're there?
So are you in a Ukrainian neighborhood? They've been here a long time, so like it's not like my next door neighbor Andrew. He's been in this country for 13 years as of last time I talked to him. Maybe he switched. Maybe it rolled over to 14 now. I don't know. It's been a while since I asked him how long he's lived in the United States. But
it's been 14 years since I asked him how long he's lived here.
I don't think they're just here to rig the election. I don't know what they see. They're very nice though. They're very nice.
Will
people.
They be voting twice?
Yeah, I voted three times in the primary. I don't give a fuck. I don't even care. Anyway, we're going to the Ukraine. Okay, their homeland.
Yeah. Hot chicks on the plane.
A woman walks onto an aeroplane. Exactly. An aeroplane wing. After complaining she's too hot, as stunned passengers watch her open doors onto the runway. An overheated mum. Who decided to stroll along a plane's wing to cool off has been blacklisted by fuming officials. You're not, Robert, you're not supposed to open the emergency exit and walk out onto the airplane's wing because you're too hot. You're not supposed to do that. Ukrainian International Airlines said a woman opened the emergency exit and went onto its wing moments after landing at Kiev from Turkey. Turkey.
She might not have been Ukrainian.
Pizza. She opened an emergency exit on a Boeing 737-86N and climbed onto the wing to get some air, says reports. Mother of two was said to be too hot after landing on a flight from Turkish resort city Antalya. Videos show her casually strolling along the wing before climbing back inside. Apparently she had gotten the cool breeze that she was looking for. She felt better. So she climbed back inside the cabin to rejoin her family. A returning holiday maker.
I'm trying to get away from
holiday maker. I want to be a professional holiday maker. I don't know. Told reporters the aircraft landed and almost all the passengers got off.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. I was thinking around. I think
and those pink pants.
They all got off right there. She walked almost exactly, George. She walked almost all the way from the tail to the emergency exit row, opened the door, and went out. By that time, her two children were outside in the plane, standing right next to me. They were surprised, saying, "That's our mom, bitch." The pilot called for an ambulance, police, and border guards. The woman who had clambered back safely into the Boeing's interior told cops, "She was too hot." It was reported.
Yeah, she was.
Look at her. She's just chilling. Look at the guy in the tarmac. Like, get the fuck back in the plane. What the fuck's wrong with you? Test showed she was neither drunk nor on drugs. She's just fucking crazy. She's a basket case. If you had been traveling with her husband and her two kids for a family holiday before the start of the school term, Ukrainian International Airlines confirmed the bizarre incident, saying the mum was now blacklisted. It added a passenger of flight PS 6212 Antalya Kiev illegally opened the emergency exit of the plane after it stopped near gate 11 of Terminal D and went onto its wing. The passenger was flying on a charter vacation with her husband and children. The chief pilot immediately summoned the aviation security, border service, police, and medical center of Borspiel Airport. The passenger was blacklisted for gross violation of aviation safety rules and behavior on board. The UAA, which is the Ukrainian International Airlines, confirmed that people and doctors failed to get an adequate response for the breach. All this more. It slammed her dubious actions. Accused the woman of setting a poor parental example. The OAA has demanded that the woman be fined an exceptionally high financial penalty. The government of Ukraine has temporarily restricted entry of foreigners to Ukraine because of the growing number of COVID-19 cases from August 28th until September 28th. That's all I got for you.
I've seen it on another website, and they actually have a video of it.
Excuse me, miss.
She's just like out.
Excuse me, miss. You can't. You'll have to get back in the airplane.
She's outside just like chilling on the wing.
It's no good. You get back in there. What? Sorry.
I'm going to send you the video of it.
Crazy. Crazy. I kind of want to see the video.
That's a little bit crazy.
Kind of want to see it.
All right. So you got that in your text there.
My SMS right. text messages. I don't have it yet, though. Oh, here it is. All right, let me see this real quick.
Let me watch that.
I want to get the full effect.
I'll get ready for this next one, which is actually pretty damn funny. It takes us to the Taco Bell, which I like, and they open up a new one near me, so we'll be able to go there more often, which is good, because the other one was a little...
Isn't that crazy, bitch?
I know, she's just chilling out on the wing. It's hot inside, but she's going to go sit out in the wing in the sun, which you know the wing's been hot after... Although maybe it's cold, because it was up in the air.
Yeah, it was 30,000 feet up in the air moments before.
Yeah.
Look, she's like, oh, sorry, I'm not supposed to be on here.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I don't think that's what she sounds like.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I didn't know I was supposed to be stay in the seat. Yeah. No, I cannot go here.
That's probably closer.
All right, perfect.
All right, well, we're going to go to Oklahoma because it's been a while since we've been there. Where an Oklahoma man was...
I don't know if I trust tacos in Oklahoma.
They're the same. It's made with horses. Oklahoma man detained for hitting a Taco Bell drive-thru naked. Claims his clothes were in the washer. We've all had that.
Get hungry.
Kelly didn't do your laundry fast enough, and now you gotta go to the Taco Bell without any clothes on. You learn something new every day. For example, a man in Oklahoma reportedly learned that it's illegal to drive naked when he was apprehended while doing so at a Taco Bell drive-thru.
Who knew?
The suspect reportedly asked workers for extra sauce and an extra taco while not wearing any clothes. I gotta keep refreshing. This webpage has got so much shit going on. I'm gonna go to reader mode.
Since we get really angry.
Yeah, like it won't even go to reader mode.
It's a fucking travesty.
Open it up. Oh, there it goes. Now it finally went. God damn it. I'm going to try Chrome. It does not like this one. Oh, the article's probably gone. You know, it's probably over. And I'm going to go through all this work just to get the rest of it. Oh, authorities responded to a call around 9 p.m. on Saturday night about a naked man in the fast food restaurant's drive-thru. According to the police report, 61-year-old Christopher Sale. Oh, shit. That's why. Chris Sale was naked in his vehicle when he ordered his food and paid for it. The former Cy Young winner. After paying, however, Sale reportedly requested extra taco from the workers. Reportedly stayed in the drive-thru asking for additional items like sauce packets and napkins. Don't get any of that fire on you, wiener. That stuff will burn. At one point, he allegedly left the drive-thru only to return and ask for more sauce. Like, I know how many... Like, if I order tacos, I know how many sauces to ask for because I know I typically put two on each. So I will ask for the required number. Anyhow, when authorities detained the man, he reportedly explained that his clothes were in the washer and he was unaware that it's illegal to drive naked. It's not only time a Taco Bell drive-thru has made headlines recently. Workers at a Taco Bell in Tennessee reportedly saved a man's life earlier this month when a motorist passed out in the drive-thru lane. Workers reportedly noticed a car facing the wrong way after they checked on why the lane stopped moving. Sonia Nixon Frazier went out to investigate the scene with another worker. We opened the door and he was blue, Frazier told a local news outlet. I told Jonathan to park the car. We both pulled him out and put him on the ground. I said to put him on his left side. His hands and fingertips were blue. I found a pulse, but it was real vague. Fortunately, the workers were able to keep the man alive until emergency workers arrived and took over, saving the man's life. That's good. I'm glad he made it.
Yeah. I'm glad he did, too. And hopefully they found him some clothes.
Oh, man. Now, this one's yours, Rob. You found this one earlier, and I don't know whether to believe it. So I'm gonna let you tell it to me, and then I'm going to decide whether it's real or not.
All right, please do.
This beer still smells good.
And this is from, let's see here. This takes us to some foreign type of country. That's all I was
like. Istanbul or something.
Russia. Russia. Right next to the Ukrainians. Yeah. The Ukrainians.
Same general area.
All right. So this is the stuff of nightmares. A woman has a 4-foot snake pulled from her throat after it slithered into her mouth as she slept. Uh-oh. Unverified video reports claim. I haven't actually seen
that. I couldn't watch it. Real. I'll try it.
All right, let's do it.
I'll turn the sound down.
It's loading.
Yeah,
it's loading.
It's got a lot of loading. It just spins. No, there it goes.
All right, let's see what we got here.
Wow.
Oh man,
I think it's real though.
Oh Jesus! Oh my God. God, it's like slithering around still.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Oh, yeah. I gotta see it again. All right. So they have like a stethoscope. They have a endoscope down her throat, and they're pulling this thing. Dear God.
I don't know how that gets down there without.
Oh man.
Completely choking you.
Let's put it in a bucket.
And how are you that much asleep that thing got in there? Enough vodka?
Well, that's a horrifying video purports to show doctors removing a 4-foot long snake from a woman's mouth.
Snake.
After. Damn it. What? Hold on. There's something playing. There's fucking autoplay videos. Hold on. The creature had reportedly slithered inside her as she slept in the yard of her home in Russia. Why are you, if you have a house, why are you sleeping in the yard? Feeling unwell, the young woman was reportedly rushed to hospital where she was put under general anesthetic. I would hope.
Yeah.
Shocking video shows the gloved hands of a doctor removing the snake after inserting a tube down her throat. A man is heard of off camera saying, "Let's see what this is." The female medic grabs the snake as it is pulled from the woman's mouth. Oh boy, and the nightmare inducing footage, it really is. She jumps back, startled. The medical staff scream as they realize a long length of the snake, which had just moments ago inside the patient. The medic looks absolutely disgusted at the discovery before the slithering reptile is dropped into a nearby medical bucket. It is unclear if the snake is still alive or how long it had been inside the woman. The Ministry of Health in Dagestan, a mountainous republic bordering the Caspian Sea, have said they are investigating the video. Sun Online hasn't been able to independently authenticate the footage. Padmat Abdurashidova, the chinchilla Ashbashakashakshakdev Smith, the chief physician of the Levashinsky District Hospital, has said she was not aware of such an operation being carried out at her institution. The locals say such incidents happen infrequently. And older citizens advise the young not to sleep outside because of the risk of snakes slithering inside their mouths. The woman patient was not identified, nor was the type of snake specified. The village of Levashi has a population of 11,500. Used to be 13,000, but 1,500 of them died of snake indigestion. And is at an altitude of 4,165 feet. In case you were wondering what the altitude of Levashi is, if you're looking for a mountainous region in Russia to move to. Bishak, Shack,
found it.
Hey, there it is. Fan fucking tastic.
Little late.
Drop. Good stuff. Yeah, I mean, yeah, better late than never.
It happens.
Man. Yeah, you dug into the archive. I did. For that one.
I found it in the bottom of the barrel.
Fantastic.
Well, shit. Well, last one's going to take us to World News Daily Report. And I was laughing because I let you finish that one and I closed the tab. And then I went and I saw some of the trending now stories that we can discuss after I get through this one. But again, this is from our friends at the World News Daily Report that always provide the most hard hitting news that we we ever cover on this on this show.
Oh, man. Sorry. I was reading some of the trending news.
Now, in this particular story, a teenager sues his parents for $250,000 for naming him Gaylord. A 17-year-old boy from Missouri has launched a civil lawsuit against his parents for naming him Gaylord Chinchilla as a child, a name which allegedly caused him to suffer from a lot of mockeries.
Ashbishak.
A lot of mockeries, Chinchilla.
Ashbishak.
And even some serious bullying. Dev. Gaylord Williams Chinchilla from the small city of Kirksville in Missouri is suing his parents, Dave and Carol Williams Chinchilla, for deliberately making his life miserable by giving him an outdated and prejudicial first name. And his...
Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly won't let me have a firearm or a security system in the house, so I have my shillelagh here. That's all I need.
It's in the basement. How are you going to get that in the time of need?
I'm going to hope we have a really stupid home invader.
In this allocution presented this morning.
I just hit the printer.
I had you to do a printer, but I can't find any. Nobody's got printers in stock. It's dumb. It's COVID.
I got a new one this year. It's very nice.
Yeah, I tried. In the Adair County Circuit Court, the teenage boy claims he was an undesired child and his parents deliberately gave him that name to make him a designated scapegoat. They told me several times that I was an accident, that I had ruined their life. I've heard about half of that in my life. When he was drunk, my father even admitted that they had named me like that in order to ruin my life, like I had ruined theirs. This seems legit. That's why I named my son Ben. He claims his parents' ill-intentioned plan was worked, and then he has to endure constant mockeries. That's probably like a good show title, and bullying because of his name. The young man has even been physically assaulted on several occasions and has been hospitalized twice. Says he's tried to get a name change in the past and asked his parents for the permission on several occasions, but they declined every time. My life is miserable. I can't wait until I turn 18 and I get the right to change my name without my parents' consent. He finally decided to file a lawsuit against his parents in order to obtain a financial compensation for the suffering that they have deliberately caused him. His parents vehemently deny his allegations and claim that they simply named him Gaylord Chinchilla because they liked the name. Every year, a few dozen Americans launch civil lawsuits against their biological parents for various reasons. Many of these cases are cases designed as wrongful birth lawsuits and are often instituted by children with predictable birth defects. According to official records, this is the first time that American parents are being sued because of the name they gave their child. The actual hearings in this case are expected to begin in October.
Oh, man, it's coming up.
Man.
Gaylord. It reminds me of Meet the Parents when they realize that his name is Gaylord Focker.
Pardon me, Focker.
Oh, boy. I like the comments. So Phil McCracken says, well, he knows Gaylord. Enjoys his new name.
Yeah.
Then Jesus Christ says, Jesus fucking Christ. And then Satan says, okay, sorry, that was me.
That's pretty good.
Oh, man.
Tammy's never seen this website before. She says, I agree with the child. His parents are old enough and seem wise enough to know that what the name would do to him. It must be incredibly hard on him to be living with his parents and suing them. If they didn't want him, why not give him up for adoption? I have 5 kids. You can't tell that by looking at her picture. I would never give my baby a name that could possibly cause him problems. He could come and live with me. We'll get his name changed, and he can finish out high school in peace and feel loved. His parents are a couple of idiots. They don't know how lucky they are.
Emancipate.
And then Russ responds, you can't be serious.
Oh, man. Our friends at World News Daily Report always coming through for us.
Yeah.
Robert, did you hear, about this story?
What are some of the trending stories, Rob? See if we got the same ones.
The same sex couple.
Yep.
Who celebrates the world's first anal birth after a successful rectal ovary transplant. Oh, boy.
Too funny.
Yeah, the first anal birth. Oh, man. Detroit man. So this is in my neck of the woods. Who wakes up from a 12-year long coma after a prostitute gave him a blowjob and hit of crack cocaine.
Oh, man. A New York Chinese man takes revenge on his ex-girlfriend.
I was reading the same one.
By eating her two dogs, six puppies, and two cats.
Oh, man. That's just what they call it, Tuesday.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, man. How about the COVID-19 outbreak at a Las Vegas strip club after a stripper squirted vaginal fluids onto 18 clients? Who knew?
I guess we won't be going there when we go to Vegas.
No, well, you just got to watch out for the vaginal fluid.
Well, let's see, if you want to wear one of those plastic shields, it's probably fine.
That's true. And maybe a poncho, just to be safe.
Probably.
I sent you a picture of my printer for some reason. Oh. I felt compelled to send you a picture of my printer.
I saw it before. You showed me a picture of your new studio there a while back.
Oh, and it was
sequestered down there to the basement. Yeah, I looked. Right. We got a nice brother printer upstairs, and I was looking for him, and nobody has them. It's weird.
Oh, no. I like this one. It's not color. It's black and white, which is fine for us. It's a multifunction.
Yeah.
It has the sheet. My whole thing is I want it to have the sheet feeder.
Right.
So it's got the sheet feeder.
Yeah.
And it has air print too. That was another thing too. When our other printer broke, I was like, I want it to have air print. Yep. We're constantly trying to print shit from our phones and iPads and can't do it. And all of our shit's Apple. So it's just nice because you really don't have to set anything up. Yep. It just kind of does it on its own.
Yeah. No, that's sweet.
So good stuff.
All right, man. Well, that's episode 137 in the books. And we don't know when we'll see any of you guys again, but we're
hard to say.
Sometime.
Maybe next week we'll do two weeks in a row. You never know.
I don't know. Tell Kelly.
Kelly can
alert
only
the
hope.
Media.
Kelly can only hope. Yeah. Oh, and by the way. Yeah. You know, sometimes we bring it up, but you can follow us on, on the social things. We're on Untappd.
Right. Many times.
You can follow us on Untappd, and we track all the beers that we drink. I'm available at Phil Roberts 33. And Robert Kilimowski over here, where are you at?
I'm available at Robert K 328 on the Untappd.
And then our podcast is available at thetwobobs.com. Right. You can get us on all the social things at Two Bob's Podcast. And you can call us, text us, 530-882-BOBS.
I noticed that she had a phone number.
I'm still mad at her for leaving that message, by the way. It really upset me.
She's made it onto the show. She's in great. That drop, you didn't have to pull that drop out of the archives. It was already on the tablet that she used for that.
It was right in between What Are We Drinking in the News.
Yeah. I got a new beer fridge this week. Yeah. Did you know there are refrigerators that are specifically designed for garages? I didn't even know this.
Huh. Well, they say it.
And it's like a garage certified because any refrigerator, if it gets too cold, it won't run enough and it would freeze everything inside.
Yep.
If it gets too hot, then it runs, it can't keep up.
Right.
So they have certain refrigerators that are certified, and that's what I got. I'm very excited.
Mine works okay in the garage in the summer, but in the winter it does get weird. I have to put a lamp in there so that the bulb is down in the bottom where the thermostat or the temperature thing is in the refrigerator. And I shine the bulb in there and it keeps it just warm enough that it'll actually keep the refrigerator running, because otherwise it'll just stay off and then you'll open it up and it won't be cold enough at times to stay cold. So pretty wild.
Huh.
But oh well. I didn't know they had their own separate refrigerators for garage. Just have to keep that in mind.
Yeah. GE makes one. Yeah.
Sweet.
Very exciting. Shit. All right.
We'll see you some other time.
It's been great. Yeah. We'll see you at some point in the future.
Bye.
Maybe next week.
Bye.
This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.